The 2012 Balaton Awards by James Gashel. Five photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Richie Flores receives his award from Jim Gashel. Photo 2, the caption, Stephen King. Photo 3, the caption, Arnie White. Photo 4, the caption, Hobie Wedler holding his award stands with Jim Gashel. Photo 5, the caption, Ann Cunningham. From the editor. Late Thursday afternoon, July 5, Jim Gashel, NFB Secretary and Chairman of the Balaton Awards Selection Committee, came to the platform to present the 2012 Balaton Awards. This is what happened.
The story of the blind doctor, the Jacob Balaton story, written by Rosalind Perlman and published by Blue Point Books, is available from the National Federation of the Blind Independence Market. Dr. Balaton was born in 1888 and died in 1924. Just think of that. He was only 36 years old at the time of his death, but he achieved far more with far less than most of us could do, living twice as long and even longer. Starting as a salesman, selling kitchen matches, brushes, and even typewriters door to door, Dr. Balaton broke the mold, went to medical school, practiced medicine, and taught medicine in Chicago during his lifetime. And all of this he did as a blind person. And long before there was even a notion of rehabilitation laws like we have them today. That's why we remember Jacob Balaton as a person of excellence with pioneering spirit and pioneering vision. And as the chairman of the NFB's Jacob Balaton Award Committee, I can tell you that we keep firmly in mind pioneering spirit and pioneering vision as our guideposts when we review applications for the Jacob Balaton Award. Funds to support these awards are made possible through the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust, which was created by a bequest to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the National Federation of the Blind. And the bequest was granted to us by Jacob Balaton's niece, Rosalind Perlman. This year, we have a total of $80,000 to distribute. To each of the awardees, we'll receive a portion of that cash, along with a plaque to commemorate the award, and of course, our thanks. Here is the text of the plaque presented to the name of the recipient by the National Federation of the Blind and the Santa Barbara Foundation, July 2012. Then there's a medallion affixed above the plaque, suspended above the plaque, and on the obverse side, here is the text. The Dr. Jacob Balaton Award, then there's the logo of the National Federation of the Blind, and below the logo, these words, celebrating achievement, creating opportunity. Then on the reverse side, there's a bust of Jacob Balaton, flanked by the years of his birth and his death. And below that saying, celebrating his life, the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust. So that's the description of the award. Now for the 2012 Jacob Balaton recipients. For our first recipient, representing organizations of excellence, we are recognizing a particular program led by blind adults to provide opportunities of special significance to blind youth. Although the program being recognized has a single purpose and mission, there are actually 10 recipients sharing this award. The program they represent is Braille Enrichment for Learning and Literacy. Yay! And the total amount of the award to the Bell Program is $30,000. This will be divided by each of 10 states to receive $3,000 each. First launched in the summer of 2008 by the NFB of Maryland, the Bell Program has reached a milestone in 2012 with 10 states participating and providing services at 14 different sites. And this year we will honor the affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind conducting this program in Colorado, Georgia, Idaho, Massachusetts, Nebraska, North Carolina, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. Because of the initiative of these state affiliates, blind children will learn that it is respectable to be blind and it's respectable to read Braille. Using the mentoring concept, which the NFB is very good at, blind adults will work with blind youth. And throughout the day, children will celebrate their successes by ringing the bell when they learn Braille characters, when they learn Braille contractions, when they learn to travel with white canes, and learn that alternative techniques really work. The parents of blind children will also be trained because the parents are the child's first teacher. When you think of reaching out to blind youth and helping them achieve excellence, and reaching out to parents to set high expectations for their blind children, think of the Bell Program. Here to accept the award on behalf of the Bell Program, I'm not going to let them all talk, I'd run out of time. Here is Richie Flores. Richie, if you would step forward. All right, now, Richie, here is your award on behalf of the states with the Bell Program. The checks to the states will be in the mail.
We appreciate the opportunity to accept this award. Thank you to the Ballotin Committee. And on behalf of the NFB of Texas and all the other states, we all have one person that dreamt it up to bring it to our states. In Texas, it was Louis Marr, who brought the Texas Bell Program in the Houston chapter. We thank the Jernigan Institute for creating such an awesome curriculum. We thank in Texas definitely the teachers, Jackie Otwell, Emily Gibbs, Tony Hurt, who helped us teach blind adults to teach the Bell curriculum and spread it across Texas. We appreciate the leadership of our state presidents. My best friend, my loving wife, Kimberly, that's you helped us get to this point. We enjoy sharing the beauty of Braille with blind children. There's 20 programs throughout the summer. We're doing it big. It's 11 states, actually, now, because Louisiana jumped on board, snuck in. 11 states have answered the toll of the bell, and I encourage all you guys to ring that bell for Braille literacy. We enjoy putting Braille and placing Braille into the learning hands of blind children. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richie. For our second recipient, representing another organization of excellence, we recognize the DAISY Consortium with an award of $20,000. Founded in 1996, the DAISY Consortium maintains, promotes, and revises international standards for preparation of audio and text content known as the Digital Accessible Information System, the DAISY standards. Although at the core of DAISY It makes possible to synchronize visually displayed text with audio text, even real audio text, as I was doing in Blio. I think that the major contribution of DAISY has really been its standards leading to adding structure to large amounts of digital and audio content. Who in this audience has not enjoyed, so to speak, the frustration of trying to find your way around from chapter to chapter, heading to heading, even page to page, when the audio content you were trying to deal with had no navigation built in? That was before the days of DAISY, but DAISY has brought us navigation. And in the fall of 2011, the International Digital Publishing Forum formed an alliance with DAISY so that the DAISY standards have now been incorporated into EPUB 3. This is an event of groundbreaking significance in publishing because it really paves the way so that every commercially distributed ebook can be an accessible ebook as well. So when you think of tools and technology to support mainstream opportunities for literacy and learning for the blind, combined with providing vision and leadership, think of the DAISY Consortium. And here is Stephen King of the Royal National Institute for the Blind and the president of DAISY to accept the award. Stephen, here's your award and the check's in the mail.
Thank you so much to the Bulletin Award Committee. Together we can solve the book famine and end the book famine, and this makes it just that bit easier. Thank you very much.
Okay, now for our third recipient, representing a corporation with a vision of excellence and leadership on behalf of people who are blind, we recognize Baker and Taylor, Inc. with an award of $15,000. Now, although many of us wouldn't necessarily think of Baker and Taylor as a household name, Baker and Taylor is actually the world's largest distributor of physical and digital books, movies, music, and other entertainment products. And they've occupied this decision, this position in the industry since the company's founding in 1828. Ask anyone in the business of publishing and selling books. Ask librarians and ask schools. They know Baker and Taylor as the industry's leading source for books. Now, in the era of e-books, the use of warehouses and trucks to distribute physical copies is really giving way to digital content, where bookstores are online, libraries are online, and books are on servers and in the cloud. They're available to readers on computers and portable devices. This is a life-changing event for a company like Baker & Taylor, who has been around since 1828. They probably started with the horse and buggy moving these books around. But just consider what that means. As recent as 2008, Amazon just started putting books on its Kindle, and Google was scanning the world's books. Now, this year, over half of the books sold have been e-books rather than tree books. So as an industry leader, Baker and Taylor needed a new way of doing business. And rather than turning to the technologies they could have chosen, the inaccessible technologies they could have chosen. They made a very smart business decision. Arnie White just told you that. They chose a technology that had the capability of providing accessibility to people who are blind. They made a deliberate decision to do that. Blio is the only ebook solution for public libraries. It provides now over 300,000, Arnie told us, 365,000 titles in our commercial bookstore, far larger than any library or any bookstore operation has ever provided in books that blind people can read. In other words, this is the largest effort in making books accessible at the time they are published than we have ever seen in history. When you think of our goal, same book, same time, and same price, think, when you think of courage and standing up for accessibility, for electronic books to be available to the blind, just think of Baker and Taylor. Arnie White, the president and chief operating officer of Baker and Taylor, is here to accept the award.
Thank you, Arnie.
Thank you, Arnie. And as I told the others, the check's going to be in the mail.
And thank you, Jim. It's a great honor to receive this prestigious award. But it's not something that, in terms of our development of Access 360 and the support of the Blio Reader, can be done in isolation. It's truly the reason we were able to accomplish this was our partnership with KNFB, our collaboration with the NFB. Because if it wasn't for the crew with Jim Gashel and folks at the NFB who were critical in giving us input into the design and being key to the quality assurance and testing to make sure we met all the requirements, it wouldn't have been the product it is today. So I want to thank them as well. Thank you.
You know something, Arnie, you're right. We would get it done without you, but you sure made it a lot easier. With friends like you, we will overcome. For our fourth recipient, representing blind individuals with pioneering spirit and pioneering vision, this is Hobie Wedler. He's already talked for himself. Yeah, you don't want me to stand up here and repeat Hobie's bio again, because he did such a nice job. You know, Hobie was the product of Rocket On, our first science academy, when we were forming the Jernigan Institute, and the rest is history. Hobie, you better step up here so we can give you the Jacob Blotin Award. Yeah, Hobie, here you go, my friend. All right. So here's Hobie and the check, and you'll see the check in the mail.
Thank you so very much to the Blotin Committee for this very kind award. I am so deeply and sincerely honored to be here receiving it. I said in my talk earlier that really what motivated me to do the chemistry camp and to work hard for blind people is seeing how oftentimes blind people are discouraged by low expectations. And knowing that I could study chemistry and do well in chemistry made me feel so passionately about allowing other blind students to do that as well. I also said that one of the most important things is hard work and never giving up. And I think that's very true. Only this work that I did for the chemistry camp was something that I so enjoyed, so it didn't feel like work at all. I also challenge you to go home, work hard, and bring what you feel is so necessary and needed in the Federation, because we're all leaders. Thank you so very much again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Hobie. And Hobie, by the way, that when the check does arrive, it'll be in the amount of $10,000. Now for our fifth and final recipient, representing sighted individuals with visionary enlightenment and a genuine understanding of blindness. We recognize Ann Cunningham of Denver, Colorado. You guys are eating up my time. With an award of $5,000. The view that blind people cannot enjoy or create art is visually appealing, and also could be tactily appealing as well, is perhaps one of the last bastions of discrimination that we face. In fact, there are lots of projects that do nice things for the blind around art that provide special opportunities. But the key word is special, because special often means separate. Working as a tactile artist, Ann Cunningham first got acquainted with blind people when she came to the Colorado Center for the Blind to teach classes beginning in 1997, and her classes include stone carving, sculpture, tactile mapping, painting, drawing, and lots more. And also travels with students to gardens, art galleries, museums, and helps them understand that enjoyment and creation of artistic works is reasonable and a realistic expectation for people who are blind. More than that, she has mentored many blind artists and encouraged them to prove their skills, while others are encouraging them to go elsewhere. Anne has also taught many sighted professions about the techniques and tools that she uses. Her recent invention of the sensational blackboard has created a sensation itself. It is a means of employing low-cost technology to create diagrams, graphs, and maps for blind people. When you think of a can-do spirit and a creative problem solver, tearing down barriers and surmounting obstacles, just saying yes when everybody else is saying no, think of Ann Cunningham. Here is Ann Cunningham. And as I said before, along with the others, your check will arrive in the mail.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. So little time, so many to thank. I would like to thank Mr. Gashel and the Blotton Committee for your endorsement. Means the world to me. I also have to thank my husband. Everything that goes out of the door at our home, he's helped with. Thank you, Charlie Guider. Thanks, of course, go to my NFB family. Special thanks to Dr. and Mrs. Maurer. Mrs. Maurer has been a strong voice and advocate for accessible arts for many years. Thanks also go to Mark Riccobono. We have worked on many projects over the years together, and we're investigating an exciting new possibility right now. I'll also always hold a special place in my heart for Dr. Betsy Zaborowski. She was a champion for the tactile arts. But where would I be without a home? And I have to thank the visionary founder, Diane McGeorge, and the dynamic director, Julie Deedon, as well as the staff at the Colorado Center for the Blind, for giving me a place to live.
Okay.
I guess I'm getting cut off here, but perhaps I have to thank, most of all, the students at the Colorado Center for the Blind for joining me in this adventure. Thank you.